Are you sick and tired of feeling stuck? I know it's not a fun place to be because I've been there. And the good news is you don't have to stay there. There is a way out, and I'm going to give it to you right now. You can get back in the driver's seat of your life, stop self-sabotage, and discover the clarity you need to move forward with ease. Does that sound like something you need? If it does, I want you to run. Don't walk, but virtually run over to KarenFreeland.com/6-secrets. That's /6-secrets today and get my 6 secrets to get unstuck. It's totally free and it will get you 1 step closer to living a life you love.
Welcome to Rock Your Reinvention, the show for high-achieving career women who refuse to settle for mediocrity and aren't afraid to take bold action. This is a place where you can authentically show up, where every dream and goal can be validated and achieved. Hi, I'm your host, Karen Freeland, a certified life reinvention coach, speaker, and award-winning author. I'm here to give you the tips, tools, and strategies to help you shift your mindset, build your confidence, and take meaningful actions so you can rock your reinvention. Ready to go from stuck to thriving? Let's go.
Hey, ladies, and welcome back to another episode of Rock Your Reinvention. I am really excited for today's topic. I think I say that every week, but I am very passionate about this topic of mindset. Mindset, mindset, mindset. What I see from my clients, what I have experienced in my own life, is that mindset is 80% of the battle. And battle maybe, I don't love using that word, I guess, because battle makes it sound like a struggle. And I don't like to think of life or anything that I do in that way. So maybe we'll say the magic. You know, mindset is where 80% of the magic happens for your reinvention or your transformation. It's the thing that's actually going to get you to accelerate your goals, accelerate your success, accelerate your happiness, and get to that next level in your life. This level that has up till this point probably felt really unattainable. Maybe like it's not for you, it's for other people. And I think that mindset is just really underrated. It's undervalued, it's underestimated in how powerful it can be. And I want to make sure that all of you are tapping into this tool in your toolbox because it will change your life. I recently had a guest on the show, and I'm not going to mention the guest. She was fantastic. All my guests are fantastic. But she did say something that I didn't 100% agree with. And so because this is my show, I thought I could just address that here. And that was that, you know, women who are in corporate or advanced in their executive careers don't need affirmations, or they don't need these woo-woo mindset kind of tips and tricks. That, you know, women who are at a certain level at their career, they need something different. And I 100% appreciate that viewpoint. And I do think what happens at a lot of women's conferences is we get stuck in a lot of the surface level things. And we don't always get the level of support and teaching that our male counterparts get. So I fully understand why she said that and back up a portion of that thinking. And at the same time, I completely disagree that women at a certain level don't need mindset, because it doesn't matter how high you go or how many things you have achieved, you're still unsure of yourself. You still have fear, right? You still don't know, like, can I really handle this next level of my development or growth? So I want to normalize these things. And when my clients are coming to me, right? All my clients are amazing. And they're never not achieving their goals because of a lack of skill. It's always a mindset issue. Every single one of my clients that I have worked with has the skill and the capabilities they need to achieve their goals. That doesn't mean some of them don't need to improve on some skills or have some trainings or things they need to take. Some of them are going to get their master's. Some of them are going through certification processes. But it means that they're capable of doing what they want to do. And once they get those skills, that's just like the last roadblock. But usually what I see, and 100% of the time, is that the mindset is the one thing that's holding them back. It's the thoughts, the limiting beliefs that are preventing them from moving forward. So here's the thing. If you don't fix your mindset, if you choose to just say, no, no, that's not for me, I don't need help with my mindset, you're going to plateau. You're going to run into a ceiling. Mark my words, like it's going to happen. And even if you're not in that space right now, you will eventually get to a level where you start to question yourself. So today, I want to dig into 5 limiting beliefs that I believe are holding women back from achieving their career fulfillment and going after what they want. And if you can reframe or change these 5 beliefs for yourself, you're golden. Sky is not even the limit, okay? Like you're going to outer space. I'll see you on Mars. Like, right? That's where I'm going. I'm all about shooting beyond the stars, right? I have big audacious dreams, and I know so many of you do too. So there's no limits. We're just going to push it and push ourselves because we're capable. So 5 limiting beliefs that you need to ditch today and reframe and think about differently if you want to unlock that next level of success. 1, my paycheck defines my worth. Oh, I believed this for a long time too. I know we've been so misled in society that we're more valuable when we make more money. It doesn't. I mean, think about this for a second. Most of us in our careers, we start out making around 50, 60,000. And then at some point, maybe you get to 500,000. Are you actually a more valuable person because you now make 500,000? Some of you might be shaking your head going, yeah, oh yeah, that's definitely more valuable. No, you're not. You have the same DNA, the same soul, the same social security number. Okay. Like you are the same person. You have no more or less value because your paycheck or bank account has a couple of extra zeros. One of the biggest mindset shifts for me was when I had this dawn on me that there's no separate heaven for rich people. It's not like, oh, now you've made all this money. Guess what? You're going to a better heaven. For those of you that don't believe in heaven, a better dirt patch, right? Like, no, we're all going to the same place, y'all. We're either sharing heaven together or you're sitting in the same dirt as everybody else. And I don't mean to give too much tough love right here off the bat, but your worth is so much deeper than those numbers on your paycheck. And this is what is holding so many of you back from making a pivot because all you see is a potential hit to that paycheck. Karen, I'd start my business, but how will I replace this corporate income right off the bat? That's an excuse, my friend. This thinking is going to prevent you from getting out of the golden handcuffs, and you're going to be faced with a life of regrets. So if you want to ditch the golden handcuffs and you want to start pursuing your dreams and making it really tangible, you have to stop associating your worth with your paycheck. 1. 2, my skill set isn't transferable. Ugh, I hear this all the time, especially from women who have been laid off or they're kind of in that transition where they're like, oh, taking a sabbatical. They're trying to figure out what they really want to do. And they know that they would be happier in a different discipline. But they're like, oh, I've never worked in that industry before. It would be really hard. Like, I mean, you might have to learn a few new things, but really hard? Like, no, you're shortchanging yourself. I was just talking to a woman recently and she'd been in sales for a long time. And I was like, great. I was like, how about some of these other industries? Well, I would, but I don't think I would be very good at that. It would take me a long time to learn that industry. Like, I highly doubt that. You're extremely talented, super capable. Sales is sales. Marketing is marketing. I saw that when I left telecom and I went to energy. I had those concerns, those same reservations. We're human. It's normal. And I was like, maybe I only know marketing and telecom because that's what I've been doing for so long. And I know all the people at this company. Maybe I don't really understand marketing. Maybe I'm really not talented. Like the worst line of thinking, right? But I made that move to energy and I was like, oh no, I could run circles around some of these people here. Yeah. Okay. I was totally shortchanging myself. Marketing is marketing. And don't get me wrong. The first 6 months, it was sitting in meetings. I had no idea what they were talking about. And I would have to go talk to somebody afterwards and be like, What is that product? How does it work? Why? Who can we market that to? You know, I had to learn, but it wasn't that hard, you guys. Like, and I know that you can do it. So stop thinking that your skill set isn't transferable. And even if you don't want to go marketing to marketing, sales to sales, I have a client right now. She's in compliance and she wants to go into product marketing. But guess what? She spoke with a hiring manager to find out what kind of people would make a great candidate. And most of the things he talked about were soft skills, your attention to detail, your communication skills, things like that, which is totally transferable regardless of what you're doing or what discipline or department you're in. So the question becomes, what do you want to go and do? There's nothing preventing you. You have skills, and go make the move now. Start building that action plan to get you closer to living that. And for some of you, yes, you may need to take a training or two, but that's okay. You can fit that in. You can find time for that training. Don't let this idea of your skill set be a hindrance or prevent you from exploring new opportunities. Okay. If you really want to get unstuck and you really want to shake those limiting beliefs, number three, if X, Y, or Z changed, then I'd be happy. Oh, the conditions. I hear this all the time. Well, if I was making more money, then I'd be happy. Well, if I had better coworkers, this job wouldn't be so bad and I would be able to tolerate it. Or, oh, if my spouse would just help out, I wouldn't be so burnt out. Like, you're basically saying, I need something to change in order for me to be happy. Well, sorry, hate to burst your bubble, but happiness is a choice. And you get to be happy right now. The only thing that actually needs to change, there is a book by Byron Katie that I absolutely love called Loving What Is. And she really talks about being content with your specific situation and not fighting reality. And I have started implementing this in my life, and I will tell you it is a game changer. But you have to be willing to follow what she says and think differently. If you're into playing the whole victim mentality, this won't work for you because you're going to continue to find reasons why you can't actually be happy. And the thing that's so insanely ironic is that once you understand this idea of just loving your circumstances and being totally content with what is actually going on, you'll finally be able to make all of the changes that you've been wanting to make because you're no longer going to feel stuck. You're no longer going to feel disempowered that, well, you know, if I hadn't gotten fired from my job, then I'd have the opportunities that I wanted. Then I'd be happy. No, it's like, oh, I got fired my job. That is amazing. Okay, I have all this free time now. Let me figure out how I'm going to turn this setback into a comeback, right? Like making that mental shift. And all of a sudden you see all the freedom and flexibility you have and all the different ways that you could get yourself into something that you love and you get unstuck. But most people will just sit there and play the blame game. Oh, my corporation that I worked for was awful. My boss was awful. This and that and wham. And the world hates me. And you just sit there and wallow in it. And then you don't make any moves because you feel stuck, devalued, disempowered. And that's no way to live. So if you want to flip out, guess what? You have to choose happiness right now. You have to stop allowing your circumstances to prevent you from feeling happy. That's it. It's that simple. I say that all the time, but it really is crazy easy if you're willing to embrace the change in mindset. Okay, number four. Two more to go. Number four, limiting belief that you've got to let go of if you want to start seeing change in your life is I'll have time for my dreams later. Oh, you know this one. Oh, well, I'll get to that after the kids go to college. Or when I have X amount in the bank, then I'll go start my business or write that screenplay or finally get that book that I've been writing published. Once my parents are healthy and I don't have to take care of them, well, then I'll go and do that. Look, you don't have to do it all today. My first book, I started in 2009. And I didn't finish it until 2021, but I was always working on it, right? And it went slower than it should have, but at least it got done. So you don't have to wait for your dreams. You can start laying the foundation now because you never know what is going to change in your life. So stop thinking it's all or nothing. Like, I can't start on my dreams today because these conditions haven't been met. No, start dedicating time to your dreams now. Watch how far you get, and you never know what's going to happen. You might be able to enact it sooner than you thought. Not to mention, none of us are actually promised tomorrow. What if you die? I mean, I don't want to like be a total Debbie Downer here. And actually this should be encouraging for you in a way and motivating, like, oh yeah, didn't really think about that. Who wants to die with regrets? Not me. Hopefully not you. And I know no one actually would say like, yes, that's me. I want to die with regrets, you know, but we make up all these excuses for why we can't go follow our dreams now. We think we're going to have time for it later, but you know what? You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. You don't want to be in a situation where you're looking back going, if only I had started sooner. I just think of how far you could have come. And what's interesting is this really goes with belief number 5, which is I'm too old for that. Ugh, that is a big pet peeve of mine. I'm going to call BS on everyone who has ever said, I'm too old. And of course, you can make the flip, I'm too young for that. Here's the thing. The time is going to pass anyway. So if you're 50 years old, and a lot of my clients are in their 50s, and I even have some in their 60s, and you're saying, I'm too old for that. The time is going to pass anyway. So let's say you want to go back to school because you want to switch careers and you're like, oh my gosh, it's going to take me 3 years to do this online master's program. Okay, well, do you want to be 3 years older and have your master's or 3 years older without your master's? That's the question. I mean, the time is passing. And I understand this is another excuse your brain is going to use to prevent you from feeling discomfort. Our brains don't like to be discomforted. They want things to be on easy street. But you can get uncomfortable, learn the things you need to learn, get that degree, and who knows what else will be possible. You'll be living your purpose. You'll be living this new thing that you've always dreamed of without having an excuse, I'm too old for that. What's more uncomfortable? Trying and having it not go the way you want, or never trying and having regrets? I don't know about you, but I will take trying all day long over having regrets. So I'm inviting you, if you have been allowing your age, either way, most of my clients use the I'm too old for that. But if you are saying anything relating to age, friends, as long as you have a pulse, you're good. Keep going. You can achieve your dreams. Do not let anything hold you back. These are just thoughts. Thoughts your brain is using to keep you safe. But we don't need your brain to keep you safe because you are safe. These are not life and death moves, okay? We make them out to be because it's scary and uncomfortable and new territory, but they don't have to be if we start to reframe that thinking. Okay, so let me recap. If you really want to make massive improvements in your life, and stop being held back and start achieving the career success and the fulfillment and the dream life that you've been thinking about, typically one of these 5 thoughts or all of them or a combination of them is holding you back. 1, my paycheck determines my worth. It doesn't. You can stop thinking that. You're welcome. 2, my skill set isn't transferable. Wrong. It's 1,000% transferable. So stop using that as an excuse. 3, if I have X, Y, or Z change, then I'll be happy. Nope. Happiness is a choice. You get to choose to be satisfied with your current state. Not that you're not going to do something to change it and identify areas that you want to fix, but that you are not going to harp on it or play the victim mentality or allow yourself to stay stuck and disempowered. 4, I'll have time for my dreams later. What if you don't? We all think we have tomorrow, but you never know. We are not promised another moment. So Stop pretending like you have all the time in the world. You never know what is coming down the pike or what other challenges or things you may have to deal with in the future that could take your goals off kilter. So start them now. Doesn't mean you have to execute fully now, but start laying the foundation, start working on them now, because we don't always know what else is coming. Okay, number five, I'm too old for that. BS, BS, BS. Your age has nothing to do with anything, so stop pretending like it does. I hope all of you will take this to heart. I know there was some tough love today, but like I said in the beginning, it's very rarely, if ever, a skill set issue, okay? Now, obviously, all of you are not clients. I have not worked with every single person in the world, so I can't necessarily say this is for everyone. But in the clients that specifically hire me, I have never seen a skill issue. It has always been a mindset issue, okay? That's always the thing that we have to work through the most to get them to the next level. So for you, start with the mindset. And if at the same time you're like, okay, there's a couple of skills or things that I want to focus on improving, that's okay. But you can't ignore the mindset piece if you really want to experience transformation and reinvention in your life. If you want a challenge, I love to issue a challenge at the end of some of my solo episodes. If you're like, okay, Karen, this is great. I want to take it to the next level. And I know that's you because you're a star student. Take each one of those thoughts and turn it around. So turning those statements around, it might sound something like this. My worth is inherent and not determined by my paycheck. My skill set is versatile and transferable to various opportunities. My happiness is independent of external circumstances. I cultivate joy within myself. I prioritize time for my dreams now, creating opportunities to pursue them. My age brings experience, making me capable of anything I set my mind to. Those are just examples. You can rewrite them however you want. All right, keep going, ladies. You're doing an amazing job. Tune in next week for another episode so that you're constantly getting this reinforcement. You're getting these positive messages in your brain and your thinking. This is another way that you're going to help change your thinking. All right, until then, stay fabulous.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you're inspired to take action by committing to one of the tips or strategies we talked about in today's episode. And if you want accountability and support, I've got your back. Join my private Facebook group, Successful Working Women Rocking Reinvention, today. You'll find a community of like-minded women waiting to support you, exclusive content, and helpful resources to ensure you succeed. Lastly, if you loved this episode, do me a favor and be sure to leave a review. Together, we can encourage more women to live their purpose. See you next time.